as the school year winds down, preparing for next school year, and going to be kind of a busy summer putting all the pieces together as the transformation continues at what had been Lincoln Elementary in Coldwater, or has been, and now will soon be called...
It will be the Lincoln Learning Language Learning Center and Early Childhood Center. We have two pieces going on there.
Krista Searles in the studio with us. Will your title be then be principal, administrator?
Yes, it is. Still, that's approved.
Still a principal.
It is.
Okay. All right. So give us the idea now what the model will be then at Lincoln for this next year.
Okay. Well, we have two things going on. One, we are going to be servicing our English language learners that we have a lot going on with that in Coldwater. We have a lot of Arabic students and a lot of Hispanic students, and then we have some other forms in there. We have Japanese students that are very basic and low speakers for English. So they will be joining us at Lincoln for partial days. So that will be going on. It'll be a busy time for those students. But the other piece of Lincoln is really exciting, I think, for the community, because we have the early childhood piece there. And this is my passion, of course. This is kind of where I came from and have that early childhood background. So I'm really excited to offer to our community a new preschool, brand new preschool, 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds, and also a full-day daycare center there.
So what will the structure be for the preschool? Is it all day, a half day? How are you going to put that together?
It will be 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. And we have 3-year-olds that come in the morning. And they're there three hours and 15 minutes every day. And then the afternoon is our 4-year-old program. And that runs the same, three and a half hours a day, 4 days a week.
Why is it important for kids to be involved in a preschool like that, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of things that happen developmentally at those young ages. And we all know that the earlier you can expose children to educational environments, the easier it is once they hit that school age and they're mandated to go to school once they get to be 6. They're not mandated earlier than that, but exposure to social situations, academic skills, things that we in a public school system can offer children is very, very powerful.
Some parents might say, though, that my kid's not ready to sit in the classroom or be there for that kind of time. How will they know, and how will you know that they're ready?
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting the way our preschool is going to be set up. We have a wonderful teacher that I can't talk about yet because she's going to be hopefully going to the board for approval. But she has a great outlook on a balance between educationally giving children what they need and social and emotional skills. Children are ready to socialize at a very young age, and they do that in their own steps, in their own ways. But we want to offer that environment for children to grow and develop on their own, and it's going to help lead children right into that kindergarten year, which we all know has become more and more difficult for children academically.
Yeah, as the standards have been higher and higher in our school districts here. So how many kids can you take in it? How's it kind of the setup for parents? Is there a cost for it? How's that going to work?
It is a tuition-based program, and so if anybody's interested in learning any more about that, we have all the paperwork you'll need at Lincoln School. But we're allowed to take, per licensing, we have to follow some licensing rules. We're allowed to take about 20 children in the morning and 20 children in the afternoon. And we have two caregivers in there. We have the lead teacher and a lead caregiver in that classroom. And the lead caregiver is the one that's been in our building for years in our district, Danita Flint. She's been a wonderful asset to that program. So she's still staying there and excited for next year. We've got lots of space. We're really excited because I'm trying to get the maintenance guys in there. We're knocking out a wall and we're repainting a room and recarpeting. It's going to be this great, big, huge, beautiful classroom. So we're excited about that.
Okay. What about the daycare portion then?
Daycare is going to be nice also. It's in our back building, which is the newer part of Lincoln. And what used to be the library, which was a huge room in the back of Lincoln, is going to be our daycare center. And we've moved our library to another large room and kind of created with our library more of an early childhood library to service the students that we have in our building. And but the daycare is going to be center based and theme based. It's going to tie in very well with what we offer now with our before and after school kids club program.
Okay. What kind of hour is it going to run for that? Because I know sometimes that's tough for parents to figure out which daycare to go to based on their work schedules.
It is. It's very difficult. We are open from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. We are open for next year. We're going to be open for snow days and fog delays. And that I know is difficult for parents. Mm-hmm. You know, if oops, there's a snow day, where do I take my school age child? So we offer that for parents. We do offer busing for both our preschool and our daycare, and our kids club programs, of course, on the times that the buses are out on the roads. And that's something that, you know, usually daycares and preschools don't offer.
Yeah.
So offering that busing transportation is very big for us.
So when does all of this start?
We will be starting up for the kids club starts first day of school. We're ready to go with before and after school. Daycare and preschool, we are looking at starting 1 week after school starts. And that's because of busing. We want to make sure that the Coldwater Schools gets their busing under tow and in line. And then we give the kids 1 week before we start our schooling for preschool age children.
Okay. People want to start signing up for this, getting more information, what's the best route to go?
The best route is to call or come into Lincoln Elementary School's office. I will be there through the end of this month. And online, there's I have an email address. You can talk to me all summer long. The month of July, I'm kind of in and out, but not necessarily in. So this month is the best time to get a hold of us and come in. August, starting the beginning of August, I'll be back daily to work. So they can also see me in August.
Okay. Phone number at Lincoln is?
279-5975.
ColdwaterSchools.org or the website, and just look for Lincoln School there as well. Exciting times ahead.
It's wonderful.
All right. Great. Thanks, Krista.
Thank you.
Krista Searles from Lincoln, soon to be Lincoln.
Lincoln Language Learning Center and Early Childhood Center.
You need that on a card.
I do.
Bring it for me for my little cheat sheet from now on. Just a quick update for you this morning here. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTBB.